Well, the Anglican Church of Southern Africa actually has urged South African President Jacob Zuma to intervene and to try and lobby for the immediate release of these two men. They're saying that the sentence that has been handed down is a gross violation of human rights and that they condemn such sentences.
Is it unusual for the Anglican Church, for example, to take a stand on homosexuality in a case like this?
Well, the Anglican Church of Southern Africa has accepted homosexuality as a type of relationship, same-sex relationships they accept, and in fact even are willing to marry people of the same sex.
What do they hope President Zuma will do?
Well, I think they're hoping that he will approach the president of Malawi, Mr. Mutharika, and try and speak a way to releasing these two men and also to change the law in Malawi.
Delia, is the Malawi leader getting pressure from any other groups or organizations that you know of?
Well, in fact, today, two of the world's leading AIDS campaigners, the UN AIDS boss and the head of the Global Fund Against AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria, have met with the president of Malawi and tried to convince him that the Malawian law against same-sex relationships is not acceptable and that these men should be released.
Delia, what is the status of gay rights in the Southern African region?
Well, South Africa, as you know, Joe, has laws which protect the rights of same-sex couples. In fact, the Constitution outlaws discrimination against people who are homosexual or lesbian. In other countries, it's not the same. There's a lot of antipathy in the region towards homosexuality. A lot of African leaders in the region have said that this behavior is not African.